Chennai is, according to a survey just out, one of the cheapest cities in the world to live in. And the most expensive is Singapore. For the second year running, it's topped a poll by the Economist Intelligence Unit as the priciest place to live. The study is sold to international companies to help them decide how much to pay employees who relocate there. So is it really the most expensive in the world, or do expats simply not know where the bargains are? Well, Byron Perry lives in Singapore and is the founder of Coconut Media, a network of local city websites in Southeast Asia. He gave me his view.
Singapore certainly doesn't feel as expensive as London and New York. It's definitely easier to find very affordable food here, which is, I think, a big factor in anybody's measurement of expensiveness. But of course, there's a lot of other things that go into this measurement.
One of the measurements is how expensive it is to own a car. That is pretty pricey, isn't it, in Singapore?
Yes. There's a lot of taxes that go into purchasing a car. So it's extremely expensive compared to the US or really anywhere in the world.
And together with Seoul, it's found to be the most expensive place for clothes, 50% higher prices compared to New York.
I certainly don't see that myself. I previously lived in Bangkok, which surprisingly is more expensive for clothes, especially anything that is an international brand name, because of the luxury taxes there. So I've actually been enjoying buying some clothes here in Singapore for cheaper than I could buy them in Bangkok.
So do you think, Byron, perhaps the Economist Intelligence Unit has just been visiting the wrong places, and that you can actually live pretty cheaply in Singapore as long as you know where to go and what to do?
I wouldn't say that. There's definitely certain things which are extremely expensive here. Property is extremely expensive. There's definitely a whole different range of services and types of places to stay for a local that a foreigner might not have access to. Because, for example, like with the food, it's not hard to find. It's very easy to find. It's abundant, very affordable food everywhere. Alcohol is expensive. So your average beer, it's going to cost at least roughly $15 anywhere, Singapore dollars. US dollars, that is $11.
Compared to other cities that you do guides for right across Southeast Asia, how does Singapore compare?
So Hong Kong is the only other city that compares. Bangkok, Manila, Jakarta, the other cities that we're in are significantly cheaper.
If you wanted a cheap day out in Singapore, is that achievable?
Absolutely. The hawker centers, your average meal is $2 to $3, $4 Singapore dollars, so $1 to $2, $3 US dollars. There's beautiful parks and attractions that are totally free. You can certainly have a lot of fun just being outdoors in Singapore and not spending any money at all.
And that was Byron Perry there in Singapore from Coconut Media with a few suggestions for a cut price visit to Singapore, beers not included.